You have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief. Your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local. Keep your home in winning shape and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ability to use tariffs as leverage in trade negotiations. Negotiations that under Trump so far have produced historic wins for American workers. I know, as a lawyer myself, I know how litigious this society is. But really, this is the continuation of the lawfare that was set upon Trump during his first term, that carried all the way through the Biden presidency or the Biden nap until now, and it still continues. The decision by the U.S. Court of International Trade to strike down Trump's use of tariffs as a tool of negotiation, I think is very deeply flawed in its legal reasoning. It's a case study in how the judiciary has put on its blinders and has judicial myopia. I know that's pretty strong to accuse the federal judiciary, but I mean, look at what Judge Boasberg's been doing. Look at the national injunctions everywhere. When a court disregards explicit statutory delegation, when it ignores Congress's own vote to preserve flexibility for another branch of government, in this case the presidency, the executive branch, in doing so it threatens the gains of successful international negotiations. Well, then, I'm kind of left wondering, what exactly, then, is the role that these judges imagine their role is supposed to be? We can't function this way. So let's start with what's just simply not contestable. The Constitution grants Congress, listen closely, the Constitution grants Congress the power to regulate foreign commerce. Yet it is also equally well established that Congress can and has delegated aspects of that power to the executive, especially in those domains that involve foreign policy, national security, and economic diplomacy. Now, why would Congress do that? Because when the founders said that, hey, we think that Congress should regulate foreign commerce, the operative word there is regulate. Congress should regulate, you know, foreign commerce. Well, you can't have 535 members negotiating foreign policy, national security, economic diplomacy. So Congress, in its wisdom, says, yes, that's something that we need to have the executive do on behalf of us. And so they delegate that authority in very specific and limited ways to the presidency. And tariffs in the Trump administration's hands were not a protectionist reflex. He's been using them as a tool of negotiation. And he's been calibrating them in order to pressure our allies and our rivals into fairer trade agreements. I think I know why the American public is confused by this. Because we've gone for decades since the North, and the closest I can think of is the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. And when that was done back in the 1990s, you know, all it took was Ross Perot in a debate between himself, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton to describe that, look, businesses have a choice now. They can spend, and I'll just pull numbers out of my butt, I can pay $5 an hour for labor to create a widget, say in Ohio, or I can move it to Jalisco, Mexico, and pay 50 cents an hour and get the exact same widget for $4.50 an hour less. So that's when Perot said, and that's when you're going to hear the giant sucking sound of everything going south. And we've been, and since that time, when have you last, let's think about this. Bill Clinton, or let's just go back to George W. Bush. George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, you got Barack Obama, George W. Bush, you've got Joe Biden. Do you recall any of them actively engaged or the cabal actively reporting on trade negotiations to make trade between us and foreign countries fairer, better, or even more in our favor, even if it's still not in our favor, moving it more toward the middle as opposed to just letting it be? No, most of them just sat there and didn't do anything. So go back to the court. So the International Court of Trade claimed that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, passed by Congress, was insufficient for the president's actions despite the broad language in that statute. Because in that statute, Congress gave the executive authority to deal with unusual and extraordinary threats to the U.S. economy and did so knowingly that the modern global economy is interconnected, it's adversarial, is subject to persistent manipulation, either through currency or non-tariff barriers by our enemies and our allies alike. And Trump's identification of the trade deficit and the industrial hollowing as a national security threat is not merely plausible. I think it's prescient. And what makes the court's ruling especially troubling? I'll tell you about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open, 33103. Keyword, MicroMichael. Be right back.
Having four kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
We started paying closer attention to the things that mattered most, especially the food we were putting on our table.
We wanted better, safer, healthier. And when we couldn't find it, we took matters into our own hands. We started Good Ranchers.
We partner with local farms and ranches right here in the U.S., families who have been raising livestock the right way for generations. Hardworking men and women who care deeply about the land, their animals, and the quality of the food they produce.
We're proud to bring their legacy to your table. 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood.
And then we make it simple. We deliver it straight to your door.
Because we believe in making it easy for families like ours and yours to enjoy meat you can trust. Food that honors the American farmer. Food that brings people together.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
the weekend with Michael Brown. I was just scrolling through the text messages, and I came across this from Goober number 9504. Mike, what did you say the title of her, Kamala Harris's book is? 107 Vodka Shots? No. That's what you will need to either get through the book or what you'll need to recover after you read the book. 107 vodka shots. What are you implying? That Kamala's got a drinking problem? Yeah, I think so. So this decision by the U.S. Court of International Trade to go after Trump is really troubling because of the practical outcomes of the policies that it's nullifying. Now, go back to Liberation Day and, you know, his announcement, I'm going to do all these tariffs. The United States successfully concluded trade negotiations with Mexico, Canada, China, Japan, and the EU. And that's not, those are not symbolic. Those are quantifiable wins. China, even though we're still in negotiations, has committed to $200 billion in purchases of U.S. goods. The European Union, $750 billion in energy contracts. They're learning their lesson about green energy. And we've told them, stop buying Russian oil. This is all intertwined. India, China, and Europe have in essence, I find the European thing especially confounding. Europe has been buying Russian oil. Russian oil is primarily the only source of money for Putin to continue the war in Ukraine. So I would expect China to, but India and the EU? Well, the EU has recognized that, yeah, we're funding the very guy that we're funding to try to stop. I mean, it's insanity, utter insanity. Well, they've pledged $750 billion in energy contracts and $600 billion in industrial investments. The USMCA replaced NAFTA with a more balanced labor protective framework. If that's not what you should be doing in terms of diplomatic leverage that's authorized under the act, then what is? And I know some people are going to object, arguing that success does not retroactively authorize any sort of unconstitutional action. That is fair in theory, but it's misapplied in this situation. Because there was nothing unconstitutional originally about the delegation under the International Economic Act or under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act. Both were products of deliberate legislative debate and passage of bills. And I think, as importantly, Congress had every opportunity. If they didn't like what was going on, they could rescind or narrow that authority during Trump's first term. They could have done it during Biden's term. They could have done it in his second term, but they did not. In fact, there was some effort to limit Section 232 that was explicitly voted down, including Democrat votes. So legislative inaction in the face of executive action is not always just acquiescence. But legislative rejection of curtailment measures is as clear as a signal as you can get from Congress that, yeah, we approve of what you're doing. Now, individual congressmen, Republicans and Democrats may disagree with certain things and certain tactics and whatever else, but they know that they gave the president the authority to do that. So they took it out of their authority, delegated it to the president, and they may quibble about it, but that's fine. If you don't want him to have that authority, then take it back. But they're not going to do it. Let us examine who's suing. Think about who's suing. Congress isn't suing. If Congress thought that there was overreach, Congress could sue. Congress could also go in and legislatively do something to withdraw and take back some of that authority. They've done neither one of those things. Do you know who it is? Who's suing Trump? Do you know? Because I think this is important for you to understand. It's not an aggrieved American manufacturer. It's not some company somewhere. It's not even a coalition of consumer groups. It's a cadre of Democrat governors. I said I shouldn't laugh. I'll give you three guesses. There are five. It's a coalition of, let's see, I got one, two, three, four. That's what I thought, five. Yeah, I got five governors. Can you name the five governors? Come on, work on it. You can do it. Tina Kotek in Oregon, Kathy Hochul in New York, Gavin Newsom in California, J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, and last but not least, that fabulous governor from Minnesota, Tim Walz. Now, do you think they brought this case because they wanted to vindicate the constitutional order of things, or do you think they brought this case because they were trying to sabotage a policy that they politically opposed and saw as being politically, favorable? Not to them, but to Trump's voters. I don't think a single one of those, think about this. I find this incredibly ironic. Do you think any of those governors are actually defenders of the rule of law? Well, let's think about that. You've got Antifa and all the crap that goes on in Oregon. You've got crime-ridden New York with Kathy Hochul and the revolving door syndrome there. Do I even have to say anything about California Governor Gavin Newsom and his disrespect for the rule of law? Give me a break. Oh, and J.B. Pritzker? Illinois, another revolving door when it comes to sanctuary cities, when it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to the revolving door, when it comes to crime in Chicago, the war zone there, and then Minnesota? Give me a break. These governors are not defenders of the rule of law. They are hostile partisans, and they're using the courts to try to undo the outcomes of a national election, and they're actually trying to reverse the economic policies that are benefiting millions of Americans outside their sanctuary states, which then naturally leads to a deeper question. What happens when courts side with Democrat governors to thwart an international agreement negotiated by a sitting president with the backing of a Congress comprised of both Democrats and Republicans who approved his authority to go do that? You get chaos. Absolute chaos. Because if you're on the other side of the negotiating table, if you're one of our partners that's negotiating on the other side, you're going to doubt whether a deal struck with a sitting president will survive a judicial review. That's the chaos that the Democrats want. So that would erode any incentive that our partners, whether they're allies, I'm talking about trading partners, so they could be allies and they could be enemies. What incentive would they have to cooperate? So the likelihood of an enduring bilateral agreement between us and China, between us and India, between us and the EU, between us and Mexico, between us and Singapore, between us and anybody? Foreign powers, whether they're friendly or hostile, would conclude that, stupid United States, they can't speak with a single voice. And they would be right. But not to get too much in the weeds, there's also a jurisprudential problem. There's a legal problem here, too. The opinion of the International Trade Court, that opinion does not rest on a clear contextual contradiction or even a procedural failure. It just rests on the speculative theory of overreach. The judiciary has been weaponized against Donald Trump. And it's got to stop. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. There's one question every couple needs to answer. What if something happens to us? Kids, a house, a life you've built, but no estate plan? That's a risk you don't want to take. With Trust and Will, it's fast, secure, and easy to protect what matters most. Start your plan today at trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO to save 20%. Check it off your list. One less thing to worry about. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will. If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media. Find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Paid benefits? Who do you think they're referring to? They're referring to illegal aliens and scammers. And Democrats know it, but they don't care about that. Let me give you an example. A Medicaid beneficiary by the name of Candace Taylor of Slidell, Louisiana. Between 2020 and 2024, Candace Taylor, this comes to us from Fox 8 Live down in Baton Rouge. Between 2020 and 2024, Taylor's accused of misrepresenting, concealing, and failing to disclose financial information so that she could receive government health care assistance. During that time, investigators allege that her various businesses generated more than $9.5 million in revenue across multiple accounts under her control. That's some damn fine fraud right there. Now, despite claiming zero income in 2020, investigators said that Taylor's financial records show that more than $480,000 in deposits that year alone, including luxury expenditures. She spent more than $45,000 in vehicle cars to Audi Finance, multiple six-figure cashier's checks used to buy property, cosmetic surgery, and high-end jewelry. She also reportedly wired more than $100,000 to an exotic car dealership and made a $13,000 debit card payment toward a 2022 Lamborghini. That is fraud. Now, if other people are being forced through their taxes, through their payroll taxes, to help pay for your health care, it frees up all those funds for other uses. And to show you how stupid these people are, she showcased her luxury purchases on Facebook and on Instagram. I love social media, and I love the idiocy of some people. You know, if you're going to be a scammer, come on, be a little more discreet, you know, because it's that would make it more difficult for us to eject you from the gravy train. That would make it more difficult for us to push you off the boxcar that you're riding in, collecting all these benefits. But when you got the Democrats in your corner, it's kind of hard to do.
Bought a Lamborghini and property and got plastic surgery while fraudulently receiving Medicaid benefits. Louisiana's Attorney General's office says Candace Taylor's businesses brought in more than $9 million in revenue during a nearly five-year span. Investigators say at the same time she underreported her income under a fake name. Agents arrested the 35-year-old yesterday and booked her with government benefits fraud.
Wow. That's who Democrats are defending. Yes. Maybe not. Maybe they're not all on that level. I know they're not all on that level. But if there's one, you know there's more. Let's go to the airport. I have to go to the airport tomorrow for something. There's a problem when you choose your Secretary of Transportation, who oversees our air traffic control system, oversees our airports, oversees, you know, well, Secretary of Transportation. When you select a Secretary of Transportation based on diversity, equity, inclusion, the basis of his being ostentatiously gay is that incompetence entailed could be a threat to public safety. Could be. Yes. Not because he's gay, but because he's not qualified. At least 33 safety recommendations originally made to place wind turbines farther away from critical infrastructure was overruled between 2023 and 2024. Meanwhile, under Buttigieg, the Department of Transportation blew $80 billion of your money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And that's $80 billion that was not, but could have been spent on airline safety while airline safety deteriorated under the Biden administration. So maybe we just shouldn't attribute to incompetence what can be explained by leftist radicalism. The current Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, noted that, quote, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg put climate religion ahead of safety, blatantly ignoring engineers who warned of the danger of constructing wind turbines near railroads and highways. Now, obviously, you know, Trump doesn't have any patience whatsoever for the wind turbine nonsense. He's made that abundantly clear in the past. He just...
Well, thank you very much. It's a beautiful Sunday in Scotland, and we thought we could cut things short by, and certainly travel distance, right, by having our meeting here. So, and the other thing I say to Europe, we will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains, and I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good. They're made in China, almost all of them. When they start to rust and rot in 8 years, you can't really turn them off. You can't bury them. They won't let you bury the propellers, you know, the props, because there's a certain type of fiber that doesn't go well with the land. That's what they say. The environmentalists say you can't bury them because the fiber doesn't go well with the land. In other words, if you bury it, it will harm our soil. The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive. And in all fairness, Germany tried it, and wind doesn't work. You need subsidy for wind. And energy should not need subsidy. With energy, you make money. You don't lose money. But more important than that is it ruins the landscape. It kills the birds. They're noisy. You know, you have a certain place in the Massachusetts area that over the last 20 years had one or two whales wash ashore. And over the last short period of time, they had 18. Okay? Because it's driving them loco. It's driving them crazy.
They're driving me crazy, too. You know what's great about this? I know you can't see it, but this was when he was in Scotland. He's negotiating the trade deal with the EU president, Van der Eerlen, whatever her name is. And she's sitting there listening to this. And I just find it so powerful that somebody with Trump's cojones will sit there in a power position. They're sitting there, you know, with a nice table, you know, the bouquet of flowers between them and their bottles of water and, you know, nice crystal glasses for their water. And she's sitting there with her hands nicely folded. And she knows that she's been pushing this kind of bullcrap onto those, 37 members of the EU, that she's been pushing it. And then the countries like Germany are suffering from it, and that he's telling the truth and she can't stand it. And I find it hilarious. But in addition to that, the new federal regulations that Sean Duffy and Donald Trump have approved will mandate at least 1.2 miles between wind farms and train tracks or roads after an independent study found that the former interfered with radio signals that were necessary to operate transportation infrastructure. Well, you can also find that those new regulations will be repealed in the name of the weather gods, if the Democrats ever retain power. The church, the Congress, and the Church of Climate Activists will say, oh, no, we got to get rid of that. We got to start rebuilding them again. Otherwise, safety restrictions could put a crimp in the next inflationary Green New Deal spending blowout, which might be entitled, you know, Inflation Reduction Act Part 2. This is why we cannot lose the midterm elections. Cannot do that. Donald Trump also announced, which I find hilarious, I'll tell you about the east wing of the White House and this ballroom that he wants to build in just a minute, and I'll tell you my take on it. But once it was announced, Chuck Schumer went ballistic. How in the heck could Donald Trump go out and do something like that?
Here's even something more confounding, some breaking news. Just now, the White House announced construction of a $200 million White House ballroom that will begin in September. A $200 million ballroom. Where'd this money come from? Did Congress appropriate it? I don't think so. It's almost like DOGE was never about waste at all.
President Trump and other donors have generously committed to donating the funds necessary to build this approximately $200 million structure.
Chucky. Taxpayers aren't paying for it. No, Trump and donors are paying for this new ballroom. Now, I just want to say this. I've been in the East Wing, and I've been in the East Room, and it is, even when I was there 20 years ago, it was getting ratty and it was old, and yes, it does need a ballroom. And I'm glad that he's found donors to do it. And I think, I don't know for certain, but I think he's had like the White House, you know, Historical Society and others involved in the design of it, which is good. But I think there should have been a little more maybe public input, or maybe Congress should have had some say in it, not pay for it. But after all, it is the White House. And I think we ought to know more about it. You can find all sorts of pictures about it on the interwebs, and I'd encourage you to go look at it. And it is needed. I just think the process was like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Which in this case, I'll be right back.
Having four kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food. Suddenly, it wasn't just about what tasted good or what was convenient. It was about where it came from, how it was raised, and whether we could trust it to nourish our family. We spent years reading food labels, asking tough questions, and searching for food that matched our values. But it wasn't easy to find, and we knew we couldn't be the only ones feeling that way. That's why we started Good Ranchers, to make it simple for families like ours and yours to get high-quality, 100% American meat you can trust. Beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, all sourced from local family farms and then delivered straight to your door. Because mealtime should be simple, gathering together should feel good, and feeding your family quality meat should never be something you have to worry about. Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I want to say once again how much I appreciate all of you tuning in. I know you have other things you could be doing on a Saturday, and you choose to, or whenever your affiliate there is the program. And you could be doing other things, and you're listening to this program, and I greatly appreciate it. I would encourage you that if you like what we do on the weekend, that you listen weekdays too, because I do a morning drive program from Denver every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. So on your iHeart app, just search for this station, 630 KHOW, and you can listen Mountain Time, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, you can listen on the weekends, too. So you get 6 days of Michael Brown, which is, well, probably more than enough for most people. But I would appreciate it if you listen to the weekday program, too, because we have a lot of fun over there, and I think you'd like that program. I think it was John Wayne one time that said, you know, life's hard, but it's harder if you're stupid. And sometimes the stupidity is right in front of us. Again, another reason to follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA, is because I tend to find this stuff, and it's absolutely hilarious. This is a crazy story, and it comes to us from Spain. A Spanish leftist, you know, a liberal Spaniard, has had her life completely destroyed because, you know, oftentimes when we talk about illegal immigration, we'll say to liberals in this country, well, then, you know, like people on Cape Cod, people in Martha's Vineyard, you know, the minute that they shipped, I think it was Governor Abbott of Texas, shipped a bunch of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, they got all upset and had them immediately transferred to some air naval station so they could be taken out of Cape Cod and get out. You know, we don't want them here. Well, wait a minute. If you think that the country ought to bring them in, why don't you bring them into your own home? Well, this is what this nut job, this stupid person did in Spain, because she took in a homeless illegal alien because she thought it was the right thing to do. Then what happened? Once she took him in, he refused to pay rent, vandalized her property, refused to leave. Now, in this country, we would do what? Well, we would immediately go try to have them evicted. Wait a minute, evicted? You took them in. You offered them, like, you know, your basement apartment or, you know, a bedroom or whatever. Did you have a rental agreement? Because if you don't have a rental agreement, if you don't have a lease agreement, you got a squatter on your hand. And now you got to deal with that. But here's what happened in Spain. Because of emergency laws that Spain adopted during the COVID pandemic, she cannot enforce an eviction without a court order. She's stuck with this guy. She says, he would take all my cooking pots into his room and leave nothing for me to use. He would turn up the television at midnight so I couldn't sleep. He broke my furniture. He called me a slut, a dirty B word, and a whore. He's a psychopath, and his only goal is to ruin my life. He's not right in the head. He hasn't attacked me yet, but I'm afraid he might. You know, This is the great thing about liberals. They always want the government to do something. They never want to do it themselves. As I've said many, many times, liberals want to abdicate compassion to the government. They want the government to do everything. They don't have to do anything. They just want to, you know, say, hey, we adopted a really good feel-good policy and it's doing wonderful things. Well, here's a woman who did what I said you should do. If you're going to, you know, demand that, you know, everybody be allowed to come into the country, then why don't liberals open their doors? I'm not going to open my door. No. Well, I've opened my door before for, you know, a friend or whomever that needs a place to stay for a while, but I'm not going to open it to a stranger. Sorry, just call me an a-hole, but I'm just not going to do it. Well, this woman has now had to move out of her own home and go live with her brother, and she's now launched a petition calling for a change in the law. She writes, "You don't know what it's like to live under the same roof as the person who's making your life miserable. Watching them destroy your house and your life and feeling abandoned by your country's justice system because the squatter who lives like a king has more rights than you?" Her name is Estebaliz Cotizar. She now lives with her brother, and the illegal alien is still living in her home. The comments to this post on X are glorious. Someone who goes by the name of Lord LJS writes, quote, "You don't know what it's like to live under the same roof as the person who's making your life miserable, watching them destroy your house and your life, and feeling abandoned by your country's justice system just because the squatter who lives like a king has more rights than you," close quote. Love, he writes, "you just described how we all feel. The only difference is you're talking about your house. We're talking about our country." Black Dumpling writes, "This reads like a comedy pitch. How are we not all laughing about this?" And Gladiator writes, "This is typically how leftists have to learn. They have to experience the negative consequences of their policies personally. The leftists that I know do not have the foresight and do not learn from seeing others go through negative consequences for similar decisions and similar policies." Well, I don't want us to go through this either. And I actually feel sorry for this woman. But I can't help, a little part of me has to chuckle at the same time because, well, she just thought it was the right thing to do. We let them into the country, so I should take one in too. I guess I'd have to say this. The liberals in this country must be a hell of a lot smarter than the liberals that exist in Spain, because I don't know of any liberals in this country that would allow this kind of thing to occur. Not in their own home. Can you imagine? And now she can't get him out, and she's moved in with her brother. My, oh, my. The stupidity of liberal policies. So we came with Michael Brown. I appreciate so very much you tuning in to listen. Everybody have a fantastic weekend, and guess what? I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.